Reader Institute for Reforming Government. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. Thanks for joining us here.
Great. Thank you for having me on this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Just how bad is this for taxpayers? What did the governor do? And should anyone be surprised that this governor did what he did to this Republican budget?
Well, no. Nobody should be surprised. There were some of us holding out hope since he did sign a tax cut 2 years ago that might be replicated and happen again. But, you know, not facing voters, if he runs again for another 3 years, potentially having a Supreme Court coming online that will support what he does. He clearly is emboldened to take some of these pretty large vetoes today. But vetoing a tax cut that would have helped every single Wisconsinite, doing it under the guise of, gosh, I don't want to give out any tax breaks to the wealthiest, and they keep floating this notion that there are, you know, 11 or 12 very wealthy people in Wisconsin that would have gotten the bulk of the tax cut. It's just not true. You know, Ben, the majority of people in Wisconsin would have seen a tax cut, and about 1.5 million people that would have had their taxes cut significantly by over $500 per year just had that wiped away. So I hope that those 1.5 million tax filers, you know, weren't counting on that money to help them make it through this bad economy with the growing inflation, because it's gone now. Instead of seeing $573 on average, they're now going to see $37 on average. That's while the state is still sitting on an almost $7 billion surplus that has been overtaxed from the people. So
can you really call these tax cuts? I mean, I know technically it is, but look, when you're talking about a significant reduction for most, and look, what is it? It's up to 400,000, but it goes almost down to 38. I mean, when you're talking people 50, 60, 70, $100,000 a year incomes, that's solidly middle class. These are not millionaires, and yet the governor wants to treat them as such. Can you even call this pittance? I think Van Wangard, the senator, has a picture that's gone, you know, Twitter famous today of $37. He says this is what the governor thinks you deserve of a record budget surplus. Can you even call what the governor gave the state tax cuts?
It's hard to. It really is. I mean, look, I mean, yeah, those individuals that otherwise would have received a cut, as you noted, it's a wide ranging bracket. It goes from almost 37,000 up to over 400,000 for married individuals filing jointly. Clearly, that's the middle class. That's who Republicans, Democrats, everyone has stated that they want to help. And he could have vetoed the change that only impacted the top bracket. That the bracket of 7.65, Republicans tried to lower that to 6.5. He could have vetoed that and left a tax cut in place for all of those middle class earners, for all those small businesses that are making, again, between about 36 to 405,000. But he didn't. He vetoed it. You know, to him, they were not worthy of tax relief, and they are now getting, as you noted, possibly up to $37. Maybe a tank of gas if you drive a high gas mileage or the low gas mileage car. So really disappointing. Again, coming off of a budget 2 years ago where he did sign a proposal put before him, very clearly that was an election year move. Looking back at it now, and you know, unfortunately, Wisconsin will stay on the sidelines as other states continue to race to lower their taxes as they try to lure people in. You know, Iowa to our west, they're working to flatten and to eventually eliminate their taxes. Their governor has it right there. Other states around the country, many in the southeast, even Colorado, with a Democrat governor, they're trying to reduce, flatten, and eliminate their taxes because they know that's what will drive people into their state. Instead, Wisconsin is sitting here. We're stagnant on population. We're losing people to those states. And the governor's action today is just a loud sign to the country you know, if you're looking for lower tax rates, if you're looking to save money on your paycheck, like this isn't the place. Not for the next 2 years at least.
Don't come to Wisconsin. He's Chris Reeder with the Institute for Reforming Government. He's joining us here on this Mark Belling late afternoon show. I want to talk about the future of tax reform, and you hit a little bit there, but we've got to talk about this in perpetuity $325 student support funding increase that, while the governor can't spend money, he just set school districts, just set taxpayers on the hook to spend more money for years and years and years to come. So in addition to eliminating a tax cut, the governor has set the stage for a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar, infinite-billion-dollar tax hike, because, you know, he signed this for 400-something years. That adds up.
It does, very quickly too, right? 325 a year, you know, after only a handful of years, that is a very large number. It'll require, conservatives that are concerned about their property tax back home to really be active at the local front. I mean, just because this is authorized doesn't mean that it has to actually be, implemented at the local level. Of course, it almost always is, but it is quite an aggressive and abusive use of his veto authority. I mean, look, for those who haven't seen it yet, I mean, vetoing, taking the term 2023-25 and vetoing out the 20 and the dash to make, you know, a year well out into the future, the year 24-25. I mean, that is just an unconscionable use of the veto pen. We'll see what happens with that being upheld or not moving forward. But my goodness, that was certainly not the intent when Wisconsin's founders created that power, as strong of a power as they did create. Never could they have imagined that use of a veto pen to take 2 years and basically mash them together to extend funding out for 400 years without legislative oversight, without oversight of the people.
Rick Essenberg was on Twitter not too long ago saying that he doesn't think that is necessarily going to fly. But again, Janet Protasiewicz is going to be on the court here starting next month, and God only knows what a liberal Supreme Court in Wisconsin is going to do, because, well, they've been shut out for a decade, and it's time to get theirs. We're talking with Chris Reeder, the Institute for Reforming Government, IRG.org, right, Chris? I got that right, the .org?
ReformingGovernment.org, correct.
ReformingGovernment.org, you can find it there. We've talked a lot about white paper tax policy because there was hope, a lot of hope, that we were actually going to see something significant. That didn't happen. Tony Evers did what I think we should all expect Tony Evers to do. He raised taxes so he could spend more, and he refused to cut taxes in this budget. Where does this leave us? Because, all right, this budget's done. We got a second budget after that. I mean, do we have to wait for a new governor? Is this just stagnant? Is there anything that Republican lawmakers can do? I don't think they'll find two Democratic votes to override the governor. Are we just stuck until the next governor?
Yeah, certainly the override will be difficult, right? We I mean, it hasn't been tried in a strong form in many years in the state, but even back when there were Democrats that voted against their governor back under Governor Doyle, they still came back home and protected the governor during override attempts. I don't think anything different should be expected now, although certainly I hope that the legislature does try an override or two. I mean, maybe in 2 years there's a hope of another political document, right? That's what the governor signed 2 years ago. He signed, it was an almost $2 billion income tax cut. That's not insignificant. But that's assuming that he might run again, and that's obviously an unknown. The best chance for the state to see a significant reform in the near term being within the next decade, you know, it's not really near term, but within the next decade, certainly probably has to come under a different governor. And it doesn't have to be a Republican necessarily, right? Looking at what's happening across the nation, yes, most states that are looking to flatten and eliminate their taxes are led by Republicans, but not all. The Democratic governor of Colorado, again, he campaigned last year saying that he wanted to eliminate their income taxes, and he's working to do that now. There's a reaching outside of the capitals around the country, getting away from elected officials and just talking to ordinary people. Polling will show us, and it shows us here in Wisconsin, that reducing income taxes is a popular idea across the partisan spectrum. We had some polling that we released earlier this year that showed even among Democrats, over 70%, I think it was 72% of Democrats in Wisconsin, again, not the elected, not the ones that you see on TV, but actual working class Democrats around the state, they understood and they supported the notion that if you reduce or eliminate the income tax, that is a good way to draw more people into the state. That, you know, they saw that their own income taxes were too high and they support reducing them. So the future, I mean, really involves talking to those individuals, activating them in a way that really maybe hasn't been done in the past, right? We've talked, those of us on kind of the center right have talked to other people on the center right, and then we get kind of surprised when people that don't listen to the Mark Belling show or don't listen to other talk radio, we get surprised that those individuals aren't thinking the same way we are. Even though when you really get to the heart of it, they do think that. They think that their taxes are too high and want to be nice to have that $573 instead of the $37. So it involves a lot of outreach and a lot of working with those in the center and those across the aisle that really do think, as we do, that the future of Wisconsin should have lower taxes, lower income taxes, that is a way to keep people here instead of seeing 92,000 people a year leaving our state, that it's a way to draw people into our state and just really helping Main Street businesses all over the state. So
the future of Wisconsin, has to include tax reform, because look, it's a beautiful state and the winters are cold and the springs and the falls are beautiful, but that ain't enough, man. You know, people can work wherever they want. And if you can keep more of your paycheck by going somewhere else, people are going to figure it out. Chris Reeder, Institute for Reform and Government. Thanks so much for taking some time. Thanks for joining us here on the Mark Belling Show.